The Stewart Creek fire burning on military land east of Eielson Air Force Base has tripled in size over the last 3 days. An evacuation watch has been issued for people living along a 16-mile stretch of Chena Hot Springs Road because of the wildfire. Pete Buist is a fire information officer with Alaska's Interagency Fire Information Center at Fort Wainwright.
That fire started on June 19th, but it hadn't been very active for quite a while. On Sunday and then again on Monday, it breached control lines to the north and west and made a really spectacular run. It exhibited extreme fire behavior, burning in continuous black spruce.
The human-caused fire has since grown to 45,000 acres. An enormous cloud of smoke is visible from the west side of Fairbanks. Ash fell from the sky along Chena Hot Springs Road yesterday. Scott Chesney lives just shy of milepost 15.
It was kind of interesting because it was almost like a little snowfall, little bits of ash and burned leaves and such falling from the sky. There's ash all over the railings, all over the doghouses, all over the truck. It was a little spooky.
The fire is burning within 15 miles of Two Rivers. The tiny community has barely recovered from a wildfire scare last month that prompted an evacuation notice. Chesney says his belongings are packed.
So, yeah, I mean, we've got the stuff ready to go, you know, load the truck. I've still got, you know, I've got a neighbor who, she took the dog box off her truck, so we loaded up a spare dog box on her snow machine trailer, and that's sitting there ready to go, and we're just, you know, we know what to grab and what to go. So, you know, if we need to, we could be ready in probably 20 minutes, 25 minutes to bail.
Multiple retardant tankers and water scoopers worked the fire through Sunday evening. Smoke jumpers and bulldozers were also fighting the blaze yesterday. A helicopter was used to map it. Officials with the Alaska Interagency Coordination Center say fighting the fire is challenging because of the threat of unexploded ordnance on military land. Smoke from another wildfire, the Skinnies Road fire burning between Fairbanks and Nenana, means the State Department of Transportation is still using pilot cars to lead traffic through smoky conditions along the park's highway between mileposts 322 and 332 from 6 a.m. until midnight. A team from Oregon's State Department of Forestry is managing the nearly 1,700-acre human-caused blaze. Officials predict the fire will be under control by July 4th. There are currently more than 100 wildfires burning statewide.